Welcome to the Riot Podcast, where we have practical discussions on how to share your faith, see the news from God's eyes, and answer some of faith's hardest questions.
Welcome to the Riot Podcast. This is Bob Schoeneman alongside Pete Robertson.
Hello, Mac Daddy's in the house.
Mac Daddy's in the house. Hey, Pete, you know what today is?
What's today?
It's the first day of spring.
It is. You know, it's also the, what is it? St. Patty's Day.
So that was a couple days ago.
Yeah, but we don't, do we wear green? Did you wear green?
I didn't.
No, I don't do green either.
Did you drink green beer?
No, I don't do beer. You know, beer is gross to me. Do you like beer?
Some of it? Some.
Is there any beer that tastes non-beer
like? Well, see, like most people think of beer, I think, like, you know, we had the Bud Light controversy and all that stuff. That stuff's nasty.
I think beer is like pee. I've tried pee before.
See, have you? And it tastes like beer?
Yeah, my brothers one time, they put pee in a canteen and they gave it to me to drink. That's how I tried pee.
Nick did this to you?
And Jeremy. Yeah, and so they laughed at me and had fun with it. You got big brother. And then I tried beer and I was like, man, I remember that taste somewhere. And it reminds me of pee.
See, maybe that's what, here's my deal. When I have a beer, it's like dessert for me.
What is the beer?
So like stuff that's like really, like has tons of flavor, like really dark. If you can see through
like a lager or whatever,
like a porter.
Porter.
So if you can't see through it,
yeah,
then I'm probably not going to like it.
So if it's dark and
I
you
like
can't
really, really dark beer and and here's where I like it when I'm having like a really nice steak. So it just compliment to me. So it's like a red wine, I guess.
So does
some people drink red wine with steak or things. I would rather have a really dark beer.
So if it's wine, it's white wine and it's sweet. For me.
For you.
Anyways. So
where did that come up? Oh, St. Patty's Day. Yeah. It would be tough to make like a dark black or brown
beer. There like,
that green.
Is there a flavor beer out there though? I guess that's what I'm asking. That would actually taste not like pee?
I don't.
Really?
I
don't know.
When I have a beer, it doesn't taste like pee. Yeah. I think. But I've never experienced that, so I'm going to have to take your word on it.
Have you ever done the St. Patty's, like...
This took a weird turn.
Corned beef hat, corned beef and cabbage.
I love corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Love it. And my family doesn't. So
they don't do that.
If I make it, I have to, like, eat all of it. And then I'm sick of it by the end of the week because I got to eat it all.
I don't remember as a kid ever doing that too much, but I know I've done it maybe once or twice in my life, but yeah, I like cabbage.
My family had that every year. Yeah. And it's weird. My wife is half Irish. Oh. I mean, her grandparents, one side of her grandparents are Mahone and, and Murphy. Like Murphy and Mahone.
Oh, that's totally
like,
Irish.
She's like all Irish.
Yeah. You
know, she's never had corned beef hash or corned beef growing up.
What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I love corned beef and cabbage.
People don't do cabbage because it makes you like fart, right? Like, gassy.
Yeah, let's go to beans, but you eat Mexican all the time.
Yeah, but it doesn't make me gassy like cabbage. I think cabbage makes me more gassy.
Does it?
Yeah, we were just at a...
I know somebody would disagree with you.
We were just at a nice restaurant, and one of the sides was cabbage and ham. And so they came out. Oh, it was at Knott's Berry Farm. You ever heard of Knott's Berry Farm?
In California. Yeah.
And we were there not too long ago, and it was this country restaurant. They have, you know, boysenberries, their big thing, and so forth. And so it's kind of like a Cracker Barrel, but like the original Cracker Barrel before, because it was there in the 1920s. So it was before Cracker Barrel, but they give one of their sides was cabbage and ham. And
that sounds good.
It was really good. But what came afterwards is why I was telling you about the gas bar.
Yeah, gassy.
Oh yeah. But it was good. I mean, if you want to have toots, it's good. I'm just saying. Anyways, why are we talking about that? Because last week. And then next week's Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday, a couple days away. Yeah.
Why is
what's Palm Sunday?
Yeah. What
you were going to ask me, weren't you? I beat you to the punch. That's the day Jesus triumphantly enters Jerusalem to fanfare of thousands and thousands of people who, in five short days, would turn on him and start saying, Hosanna, 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 started saying, Crucify, crucify.
It was a supernatural movement of God. Is what took place.
And he rode in on a donkey that had never been ridden.
It was a super, because remember when they said that, tell these people to stop, he says, I can, the rocks will cry out. It was a supernatural.
You think that was hyperbole, or would the rocks really cry out?
I think they would.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that literally that there will be, I mean, God got water to gush out of a rock, right? I mean, God had complete control, but it was a supernatural movement of God, that God moved around the people. They were crying out Hosanna. They were saying what it was, that here's the Messiah, he's here. And God, you know, the prophecy was fulfilled, that, you know, that we know of, the prophecy was fulfilled. And, you know, that was the triumphal entry. He was coming into Israel and he was coming to die. That whole week was in preparation for his death, burial, and resurrection. So,
yep. Holy Week.
Yep.
So get your family, invite people to church. People are more open to go to church at Easter than probably any time of the year. Yeah. Golden opportunity. Invite your friends, your neighbors, your work, people you work with.
Yeah, I have
ask God to put somebody on your heart. He will.
It's the most important, if we're going to call it, holiday that a Christian has. I mean, it's the resurrection changed everything.
Holiest day of the year.
Resurrection changed everything. And I wrote a book called Shadows to Clarity. And in the book, I talk about three grand rebellions and that are in the Bible, and that Jesus came when his resurrection reversed the curse of those three grand rebellions. And I talk about this in the book Shadows of Clarity, but it's everything. If Jesus doesn't rise, we don't have our faith. We don't have salvation. We don't have eternal life. We don't have any hope.
Nobody celebrates Christmas if it doesn't happen.
Nope. Easter is it. So yeah, so this is a big deal, guys. So Palm Sunday, get out and get ready, invite friends, go to church.
Yeah.
Do all that. And then with that said, now, you know, the following week is going to be Easter, but we're going to talk about the Antichrist today. How about that? The anti to Jesus. Yeah. He's not going to resurrect from the dead. Antichrist.
Nope.
But he's going to be killed and then come back, it says, the Bible says.
Really?
Yeah. Talks about that.
Read that.
Yeah.
That's our show today?
That's our show today. No, our show, could AI be the Antichrist? Now we're all being weird. Everybody's like, what is going on with you guys? All right.
Hang in there with us. Hang in there. Hey, let's open up in prayer and then get started, Pete.
Yeah, you ready? We're both tired. That's what it is.
I'm not tired.
I am.
I'm good.
All right.
My eyes are burning from the pollen, but I'm not tired.
All right, let's go.
All right. Lord, we love you and we thank you for this opportunity to worship you in a form of a podcast, Lord. I thank you for our listeners. I ask that you would just speak through us, that you would give us discernment, give us wisdom, and more importantly, Lord, that everything we talk about would just bring glory to you. Help us to stay with the theme of our show, and that is the righteous invasion of truth. Let our words be true, Lord, but more importantly, make them yours. So we ask you to be with the show now. We give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Let's roll.
Title of the show, Could AI Be the Antichrist?
I
bump, bump, bump. We need music there.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, we like
that. All right.
Yeah.
In today's show, we're going to discuss an article called Antichrist May Be an AI-driven super intelligent being with malicious intent.
No, okay, remember last week?
That is a long article title.
Right. Remember last week we talked about there's three types of AI.
I do.
We talked about the general, the natural, and the super intelligent.
I do remember that. So almost like it was yesterday.
Yeah, and it's like, so we're fast forwarding now to the super intelligent. So the general and the natural are already happening. We're already dealing with it, but the super intelligent has not happened yet.
We're kind of peeking into the future.
So we're peeking into the future of the super intelligent artificial intelligence.
All right. So this article was written by Mark Blitz. Okay, we are not saying we agree with Mark's assessment. We are simply bringing this to our listeners' attention because we feel it's a discussion worth having.
Yes.
Mark said over the past few centuries, many have postulated who the Antichrist might be. You know, how many people probably thought that Hitler was the Antichrist?
Oh my gosh, there's many.
So many. Probably still think that way.
Yeah.
Speculating whether he would be a Muslim, this is the Antichrist, would be a Muslim, a Jew, or a professing Christian. But few people have ever wondered what it might
be. Amen to that.
In this age of artificial intelligence, some are wondering if the Antichrist might be some kind of super intelligent hybrid human cyborg. Now this is like science.
Terminator.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Who will want to be worshipped.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I just think of Terminator. I think Terminator was ahead of its time. So we touched on this a little bit in the last week's show, but it's imagine a person that it was able to have some sort of computer chip or something in their brain that has the computer, the AI knowledge, the system, all downloaded and able to make conscious decisions at the same time. Just imagine that. And, you know, there's Elon Musk just recently posted, talked about a Neuralink was put into somebody that had, Down syndrome or something, that they had something.
Alzheimer's,
something like that. But it helps reverse that disease, right? It's just a matter of time. We already know that the Bible in the end times talks about there's going to be a chip and there's going to be, you know, able to buy and sell, able to do all this stuff. But just imagine now somebody having that chip that has all of that power and just knows everything. I mean, there's a possibility. We can't say it's not.
You know what I think of? Maybe it's because I grew up in the 80s, but what was it? The movie was, I think, called War Games or something. It was a computer called HAL. And it was like kind of...
I remember
Yeah, it took...
That's way 80s.
It took a scenario where they were just kind of war gaming scenarios, and he like takes over. So that's what I think of when I think of this. I'm like, ooh, that's pretty creepy.
But it could be like, or they're able to get some sort of human consciousness into the brain. I mean, it's not here now, but could it be? Could we be close? I mean, everybody that's listening right now they're sitting there going, they're not saying, no, that would never happen. They're saying, there's a possibility.
That's kind of like the jump. Right?
Yeah.
That's like, okay, everything. That would change everything.
Everything.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that would be the next, I mean, like AI right now is changing everything.
It is.
It would be even the next jump. Like you said, it's
quantum leap.
It's coming. Yeah.
All right. That was a show too, I think.
It was.
All right. Number one, Mark Blitz is a pastor and an author who wrote the book Decoding the Antichrist and the End Times, What the Bible Says and What the Future Holds. In his book, he breaks down this thought. That we just talked about. Yeah.
So he writes, it's based off of, you know, how top experts are warning about the malicious use of AI, has people constantly bombarded with articles about how dictators could use autonomous killer drones with facial recognition to take out those who oppose them politically. But I mean, think about it. With all the fake news, no one trusts our media anymore, right? I mean, this is what he was talking about. Nobody does, really. Mm-hmm. Like, is that true? Or is that poll right? Or who's
just
doing that?
I pictured a movie script on that. Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise could star in that.
Easily. But the problem gets worse with altered photographs and manipulated videos on the rise, as seeing no longer means believing. With modern software, anyone who has something against you can change a selfie picture that you took and not only literally put words in your mouth, but also move your mouth as well.
This is already happening.
This is already here. This is part of the general AI that's going on, making others think you are actually speaking those words. It gets even worse. And I'm not sure if I cover this, but they're able to now take your emails. So they're able to hack into your emails, take your emails and artificially put in your words and then send out an email as you're sending it. So they're able to do that now. So, come on, people. Yikes. If AI, if used for the flesh and used to glorify themselves, it could be scary of what that can happen. All right, go on.
Well, there's this article in the Los Angeles Times that explained that technology already exists to produce a fake video of a national leader announcing that he or she just launched an attack on another country. Can you imagine the implications of that?
Yep.
Or a fake video of a political candidate admitting to taking foreign cash. Imagine the ramifications of those kinds of scenarios. Sure, computer forensics might be able to eventually discover the difference between truth and fiction, but not in time to stop the damage that would be generated by these fake videos. As the article put it, the damage could prove irreversible.
Yeah, they're showing that, we just launched nuclear bomb missiles. Well, what are you going to do? Hey, a forensic science, go in there and check to see if that's a real video or not. Meanwhile, here comes the bomb at supersonic speed to do. You don't know. I mean, the ramifications of this is great. So what do we do as Christians? Well, I mean, that's the question. We need to pray. God, please give our Congress, the world governments, wisdom of how we could put protocols and safe measures in place to gear against this, right? But this is all leading to the Antichrist. Please stay with us, guys. I mean, we're building this up to help prove a point. But it's, I mean, it's, there's those possibilities.
I can imagine that being used in the political theater.
Yeah,
you create, course. You create a video and release it a couple of days before an election.
Yep.
You could turn the election by the time you find out it was false.
Yep.
It would be too late.
And it's already happening. So that's what they were saying in the last election. They were saying that, that Russia or these bots or whatever, this is what they're doing. They were actually, putting false stuff out there. And you're like, do we believe this or not? I don't know. I mean, it's going to get worse.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Social media could be so flooded with doctored videos that no one would really know what was true and what was fake.
That's the part that if we don't know the truth, if we're not centered in something, I mean, we've talked about this so many times on the show. If you're centered in something other than the Word of God and your world vision, your worldview or your worldview, is not the Bible, you're going to be so confused by so many things. But if you, the Bible is very true. The truth will set you free. The truth will bring to light all things, and not just the truth, the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within you, and the power, the Spirit of God will help guide you and direct you into, to identify, yeah, that's not right in my heart, right? You'll have a discerning spirit. That doesn't make any sense, or I'm not going to believe that, or I haven't talked to them, or I'm not sure. But unable to discern what's a hoax and what isn't, we should find ourselves in a world where we dismiss what is real, Blitz says. Another article published by CNBC reported that an expected declared that artificial intelligence could be billions of times smarter than humans, and we might find it necessary in the future to merge with computers to survive. Their article quoted Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who's warned us of coming robot apocalypse, as saying there will need to be a link between AI and our brains for mankind to survive. A company called Neuralink, founded by Musk, is developing ultra-high bandwidth brain-machine interface to connect humans and computers. That's already here, guys. That's already happening. So everybody's listening now going, what in the world?
Look it up. Neuralink's a real company.
It's
that's not sci-fi.
This is all happening right now. And as a follower of Christ, it's not time to play around. It's not, we're getting into another realm of crazy, and we need to have our sanity grounded in the Word of God.
Amen.
And there's going to be chaos. There's going to be confusion. Bible's very clear that Satan's the God of confusion. If he can confuse you and get your eyes off of God, then he's won. If he can get you to trust in AI or trust in other things, then he's won. And we want to refuse that. We want to rebuke Satan. We want to run from Satan. We want to say, God, it's only you and me. And we want to surrender to him. So that's, yeah, it's crazy though. I mean, this is some real weird stuff.
Sure is. You know, Blitz goes on to say, it is breathtaking to learn how advanced AI surveillances have become. Case in point, in China, hundreds of millions of AI cameras can catch a suspect within minutes. In several big cities, they even track and publicly shame jaywalkers by using cameras to scan their faces, identify them, then show their photos and personal information on large screens next to the crosswalk. This sounds like fun, honestly.
This is really scary stuff. This is what's happening right now.
In China. Okay.
Yeah. So here's a firsthand account of surveillance in China. China combines this surveillance with analysis of its citizens, social media habits, and online shopping purchases to determine which citizens' lifestyles are deemed to be more wholesome. Blitz writes in Decoding the Antichrist, people in China are given a social credit score based on everything from what they post online to how quickly they pay their taxes and how they cross the street. Citizens who do not visit their parents or sort out their garbage in the appropriate recycling bins can be penalized and effectively frozen out by the state. Those with a low rating are blacklisted, meaning they are unable to book flights or purchase train tickets. They are prevented from renting or buying property, and their children can't attend private schools. So this technology now is coming probably to America. It's coming to Europe. It's coming to all over, where now we're having all of these cameras, everything that's up there. we're eventually going to be controlled by AI. That's what's happening. It's already here. It's already in China. If you go to China, you're going to have all of your digits are going to be up on the screen. They're going to see you in real time. There's billboards up that they can post. What if you're a bad person, they'll post it up. They'll shame you in public and all of that. And then based Jeez. Off of your credit score, based off the score of your good works, you're going to be identified as, yes, you can go to this restaurant. No, you can't attend this restaurant. Yes, you can buy this train ticket. No, you can't buy this train ticket. They will penalize you according to your works. That is real time. That is happening right now. That's where we're going.
So, yeah, but we live in America. That's a communist country. That could never happen here.
It's coming. It's coming. And here's the thing. We as Christians don't fear. We don't worry about that stuff. If we're walking according to God's will, we're going to be doing these things anyway. What is our purpose as a Christian? Our purpose is to love people, to glorify God, to elevate others above ourselves. You know, if someone forces you to walk a mile, what do? You walk 2 miles with them, right? That's what God tells us to do. We have that identity to be followers of Christ. But what's going to happen is they're going to say, oh, you go to church? Well, that's going to be a ding against you, because how are the AIs written? The AIs are going to be written according to the flesh. It's going to be written according to their moral standards. So in the AI, it's going to deem that you going to church is going to be a bad thing. So that you could see where this is going.
How it could be used. Yeah.
You could see where this is going. Remember how it says, I mean, if you don't wear this chip to be controlled by this so they can track your movements or whatever, how are you going to eat? Because if you don't have that and you're not being controlled by it, how are you going to eat? Where are you going to get the food? They're not going to allow you in the stores. They're not going to allow you to purchase these things. And so you're going to get to the point like the Israelites, and you're going to have to fully trust God. God's going to have to send the manna. God's going to have to give you the rock where the water is. God's going to have to take care of you in the wilderness and deal with that. So, I mean, I believe personally that this is those left behind after the rapture is already taken. That's my belief. But I mean, I'm telling you, this is where it's going. We, before 20 years, 30 years ago, we could never see this.
Yeah, how do you
know? But now it's on our doorstep. We can actually see this right now because it's actually happening. All right.
Yeah, kind of along the same lines. You know, meanwhile, while people with higher scores are given perks like jumping in line for healthcare, discounted energy bills, lower interest rates, or skipping deposits on apartments, he adds, higher scores will even boost your profile on China's largest online dating site. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's the reason why you do it. Yeah.
There
you go.
You get a better date.
Yeah.
Millions of Chinese, 1.4 billion citizens, have already been given these social credit scores, and the list is expanding. Imagine when every country adopts the same policy. If the Christian lifestyle is deemed unwholesome and you get blacklisted, you won't even be able to access the internet or buy food.
That's what I was just talking about. I can see why a government would want this system.
Control.
Well, it creates harmony within chaos. It allows them to, control is the bottom line, but it allows them to manage a system.
It's for the common good, Pete.
Yeah, that's where their justification. It's an invasion of privacy. Mm-hmm. And it's controlling. But I mean, I would say when this article was written, which was a couple years ago, it's even more advanced now, because this was going online, I think in 2019, 18, I don't know.
But this is pre-COVID even.
This is really ramped up. And so this is the majority. They have cameras everywhere. England's the same way. This is where it's going. And so when the Bible's talking about the chip, the mark of the beast, all of these things, you can see now in real time what this can look like. So we're putting it out there so we can have this discussion, but I mean, it's there.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Blitz also points out to a Business Insider article that shares warnings from cybersecurity experts that robots or AI programs could mimic the writing styles and habits of millions of people by hacking emails, calendars, and messages while pretending to be a certain person and sending malware to all contacts.
Yeah, this is kind of what I was talking about before.
So they could mimic you and send an email to your family asking you to, hey, donate to my daughter's charity. And it could be something nefarious.
Yep. They can literally, AI can literally learn your schedule and the subject you talk about and send an email to one of your contacts pretending to be you.
Hmm.
Just like a virus that spreads worldwide, there could be a huge ramifications of people who want their private life kept private.
All right. Are we scaring you guys yet?
Yeah, this is real time. This is the AI is able to do this now. Okay, this is not, is this going to happen? Is this the movie that we watched? No, this is what they can do now.
Hmm.
This is real time. All right.
It's no longer difficult to imagine the Antichrist as some kind of human or hybrid human cyborg able to protect themselves or project themselves all over the world at one time as a hologram that demands to be worshipped. With killer drones watching us to be sure all are. That's a scary thought.
And that's the other
technology is already there too. The facial recognition and everybody uses that on their phones.
Yes.
So you just tie that into some nefarious, scheme and like, wait, hey, that person disagrees with us. You just shoot them with
the
drone.
So there's built into the AI system is the laws. Okay. So the laws of the land are there. There's drones now controlling that. So what happens if you went jaywalking and there's a drone above you, or they have their system and on the poles and everything around you, and it does something or whatever. I mean, real time, this is what I'm saying. It's going to be able to manage real time. But imagine now if there's a person, so it's a hologram or it's some sort of imagery. We can watch a video today and it could be look like a real person talking and everything else. And it's all it is a computer screen. How do we know that that can't be the Antichrist? How do we know that they could not do that today? It might be a real person, but we really never physically touch that person. Or they have somebody that's made up like that, but the person that's doing all the talking is the AI. It's not the actual person. Maybe there's a real person that's a puppet that has that image, that has that look, but they're not making the decisions. Who's making decisions? It's always on video. It's always be able to show in that area. We don't know. How could that be? Now they have all this information in their brain. They know everything. They're going to be smart. People are going to like, wow, that person knows more than anybody else. Wow, their charisma. Wow, they're the perfect made up person.
Could be just be an avatar, like you're saying, right?
No idea.
Yeah.
With all the advances in technology, the ability to produce avatars, holograms, and computer software installed in our bodies, so our thoughts and emotions, as well as our purchases and our movements, can be monitored. There is no doubt that we are in a culmination of one age entering the threshold of another. So as a Christian, how are we supposed to respond if something like this happens? That's a great question. How are we supposed to live? Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. God knows what will happen next. We must know that. God knows what is going on. All the hows, whens, and whys. When you do not know what to do or what will happen next, trust that he does. Follow God's guidelines and commands, knowing that as you practice obedience, he is working out the rest. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy and with my song, I praise him. That's Psalms 28:7. Again, God is the author and finisher of our faith. We talked about this last week. If we don't know the truth, all of this AI is going to freak us out and it's going to get us off beat. And we're going to like, oh my gosh, but Christians, we should never worry about that. We should never put our hopes in that. God sees everything that happens to you. He knows all. He has protected you from the very beginning. He is your source and he is your protection. You do not need to give in to fear. It is not easy, but you can feel free to be joyful and praise him with gratefulness for his truth, even when things are difficult and confusing. Don't put your trust in man. Don't put your trust in AI. Don't put your trust in videos. I mean, even now, YouTube, they watch YouTube like, well, I get my instructions from that. Well, there could be a time where you can't even tell what the truth is.
Hmm.
And you might be watching something, been doing something. You're like, wait, is this right? You know Jesus and you have the discerning spirit of the Holy Spirit inside of you. You'll know the difference. But you got to know him.
Right.
That's the key to getting you through this. All right.
Another reminder. None of this is catching God by surprise.
No.
All right. Another promise that Jesus never changes. Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Again, nothing, you know, express it.
You can't express that. That's like the perfect verse for this, because he doesn't change, neither does his power or his promises. So the promises of God are always the same. His desire is to bless you exceedingly abundantly more than you think or imagine. His desire is to pour his spirit into you so you can love people. His desire is to strengthen you, is to provide for you, is to protect you, is to guide you, is to direct you. Those never change. And so we can see all of the chaos, all of the stuff that's happening outside of that. But in God, there's peace. In God, nothing changes. It's always the same. It's good. It's hopeful. It's faithful. It's true, right? He was with God in the beginning of time. He is the same Christ today who transformed lives and performed miracles in the Bible. You could trust him because the promises he made to his people throughout the Bible are the same promises he makes to you today. We also know that Romans 8:28, all things work for good for those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. We know that no matter what is happening, government's spying on you. There's an antichrist. There's fake videos there. There's people hacking you and sending out emails. There's people talking in your image, and they're given a message that's not your message. You would never say that, but they're doing that. You just cast all of your cares and your burdens unto him. You trust in the Lord. You say, God, take care of this. And you let him be God of your life. It's never change. No matter what, you let him be God. You trust him in all of this. And do your best to glorify him. Do your best to point people to him. Do your best. If you are on trial, people will immediately say, Pete would never say that. Bob would never say that. That's not his character. He's never done that.
That's good.
You know, and so that's the goal. I mean, sure, they might think, well, Satan might be got into him this week. But if they look at your track record, they should be able to identify what the truth is. Anyway.
Really good. All right. Last one. Our message to our listeners today is that in this ever-changing world of AI, it is time to draw closer to Jesus. There are too many unknowns ahead. And if we do not know the author and finisher of our faith intimately, we could be confused and led astray by what AI intends to harm us with. This is not fantasy or science fiction scenario, but a reality we are facing. As Christians, we need to be prepared for what lies ahead.
So scenario is AI could be a part of the Antichrist scenario, right? We would have never thought this before, ever. But now
it's a tool we didn't know about 30 years ago.
But now there's a possibility. Can you see how the knowledge and the truth that this AI individual can give, that he can make people believe that he's supernatural? You can make people believe that some way, somehow they confuse you, and that, you know, all of the things that he does, the peace or the prosperity or whatever he brings, all the solutions, just like we talked about before, they bring a solution that we never could see before. You know, and they'll look at it and go, wow, this guy can really do things that we never thought. Well, and then it can lead everybody astray, you know, Christians and non-Christians alike could be led astray by the Antichrist. But if we know the truth, if we truly have intimate knowledge of Jesus and have communion with him, you're not going to be led astray. The more you draw closer to the Lord, the more that you'll know the nature and the essence of who God is. And so yeah, that's the key. And so if you're listening today and you haven't given your life to the Lord, well, today's the day. You know what? You're saying in your heart, I don't want to be caught up into this, you know, AI stuff. I don't want to lose hope. I don't want to be confused. I don't want to follow this stupid and draw away from God and go to hell for all eternity. I mean, that's you. And if that is you, well, fine. Go ahead and say in your heart, Lord, I don't want to go down this path. I want you in my heart. And do it with a broken and contrite spirit. Do it with humility and come before him in a way that's genuine. You need to declare before God that you are broken, that you are a sinner, that you are a person that does not have all the answers, and that you need his truth, that you need his wisdom, that you need his provision and his peace. And you have to acknowledge that you can't find it any other place. You have to acknowledge that AI is not going to do it for you. You have to acknowledge that he needs to be King of Kings in your life, that he needs to be the Lord of Lords of your life. and that you need to trust him in everything. And if that is your heart, and if that's truly where you're at, the Bible says, just come unto him, confess your sins, acknowledge him as God, acknowledge that he died on a cross and he rose again on the third day, and acknowledge that you will choose to live for him for the rest of your life. And if you do that, the Bible says that all the angels in heaven will rejoice with you. And we would love to hear from you. And if you've given your life to the Lord, we would love to get you set up on your next steps, maybe get you plugged into a church if you're not. We would love to disciple you. If you're looking to be discipled, we would love to have that opportunity to disciple you and go through a way to help build your foundation in the Lord. Bob, how can they get a hold of us if they like to get out to
Yeah, that's
out
great, Pete. Well, first of all, if you made that decision, congratulations. The Bible says you are a new creation. That's just so awesome. But reach out to us, our website, theriotpodcast.com. Lots of resources there. Check out our Contact Us page, and we would love to hear from you. You can also go to any of our social media sites. You can go to X. You can go to, I think, Instagram. You can go to Facebook. And you can always go to YouTube and watch the video. So if you're listening to this and not watching it, you can actually watch the show, the podcast being recorded. So that's kind of a cool thing, too. And make sure wherever you go that you like, subscribe, and share. It just helps get the message out to more and more people. So, guys, Pete, it's been fun. This is like 4 weeks in a row we've talked about AI.
That's our last time.
We're done.
I think we exhausted it. But this one was pretty powerful. I mean, this one kind of like, this was the exclamation point to the whole series of what we've done. It kind of leads to the, like, oh my gosh, this is like big time.
Yeah.
I mean, this is some big stuff that we talked about.
Well, God bless you guys. Have an amazing week. It's Holy Week next week. Make sure you invite your friends to church, and we'll talk to you the day before Good Friday if you listen to the day the show gets released.
Yeah. Be blessed, guys.
This has been The Riot Podcast. If you liked what you heard today, please feel free to leave a comment and share it with your friends. See you back here next week for another episode of The Riot Podcast.